let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America, back with us on the program, Keith N. Corman, author of Kate and Kenny Tour the Railroad. Keith developed an early love of trains at his boyhood home in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. The Baltimore and Ohio ran within view, and a New York Central branch bordered his backyard. Keith would race to watch trains pass. He loved the steam locomotives. Keith has never lost that love in railroading. Besides trains, well, Keith has an interest in history, philosophy, politics, and faith all of his life. Retired from 30 years of public service and 40 years as a political activist, he started a consulting company in Cincinnati dealing with economic development and intermodal logistics. An advocate of the railroading industry, he enjoys model railroading, promoting education about the importance of railroads and rail safety. He's also the author of the historical novel that we talked about on the program, Scourged Souls. Back with us on This Week in America, Keith Corman, author of Katie and Kenny Tour the Railroad. Keith, I've been looking forward to this. Thank you for being back with us on the program.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's my pleasure. I've been really looking forward to this and had a great time the last broadcast.
It was interesting talking about the historical novel that I mentioned has been an interest of yours as well, Scourged Souls. We were talking before the program, and you wanted to go back and talk about a general that you had mentioned in the book, Scourged Souls. So do that, and then we'll talk about Katie and Kenny touring the railroad.
Sure, no problem. After we hung up, it dawned on me that I made a mistake, and I mentioned a general, and I referred to him as Thomas Mitchell. And both of them were from Cincinnati. There were two generals, Thomas and Mitchell. But Mitchell's name was Ormsby Mitchell. And he was a civil engineer, among other things, and a Renaissance man.
Yes.
But I wanted to clear that up so people would realize, yeah, I guess he does know what he's talking about. But sometimes that happens.
Yeah, it's amazing when you say something and then you're playing it back in your mind a little while later and you're thinking, oh, gee, what did I just say? So we got Ormsby now out there now. So the record is officially corrected on the, we've gone back through the notes and we've corrected the transcript from the last program. Talking about something here that's really interesting, because I too grew up about 100 yards from a railroad track and a light across from the home where we grew up. Katie and Kenny Tour the Railroad, just a charming book. What inspired you to write the book? I know the background in railroading and the fascination with railroads. How did you take that and then put it into the form of this book that you've written?
Well, it was kind of strange. I was writing the other book at the time, and my wife and daughter had recommended the way I like trains, and I'm fanatical about safety around railroading and knowing many railroaders and everything. And so I cranked it out and submitted it, and it was approved, and went from there. The main thing is, being a lover of trains and watching them and being around them, as times have changed, people are less aware of the safety factors that need to be taken just crossing their tracks that are grade crossing.
Yes.
Or which is the only place to cross them, and just being around them. They're big, they're heavy, they're dangerous, they're fun to watch, more fun to ride, but they'll win any battle. And the whole motto is safety first, and stop, look, and listen, like the grade crossing signs used to say.
Yeah, we grew up with that stop, look, and listen, and anymore that's really not mentioned, is it?
No, not at all. And, it used to be that there were no grade at the grade crossing,
yes.
Where cars,
yes,
and trucks crossed. There were no arms that came down. And by more and more legislation, and of course, trucks and cars move faster than they used to, and wagons and stuff, they had to put those up to warn people, because people still try to beat them. They'll even go around the gates. They're called crossing gates, and which is really stupid to do, because that train is going to win. And on the other part, you're not doing any favor to the crew, because if they hit you and kill you, they have problems after that too within their own soul, you know. So you're not doing anybody any favors, and you're not gaining any much time doing it. So
talk about, as you had these ideas that you just talked about that you address in the book, primarily safety, and presenting it to children in an entertaining way. Talk about the process of doing that. You have this idea in your mind that I really want to focus on safety, but you have to tell it in a way where you're not, like, you know, educating children. It has to be entertaining. Talk about the process of doing
right.
it, of doing that.
Well, I know I like it better that way.
Exactly. Exactly.
And learning things. And the thing is, not only trains, my whole family, we're all cat lovers. We love dogs too, but we've had cats more so than dogs. And everybody, little kids, they see cats as cuddly and all that. And a cat is also very inquisitive. And here we have the two children, that the two kittens, that want to learn more about the trains and railroading. And through doing that, they're also taught, while having fun doing it, they're being taught the importance, even for railroaders, of safety, and a safety first and safety foremost. And that was the whole thing. We want to make sure that that they understand. Yep, it's fun and neat to look at, but don't get too close. Don't do anything without an adult. And remember that they're big, they're powerful, and they're dangerous. So,
and all those messages come across in Keith's book, Katie and Kenny Tour the Railroad. Keith Corman, that's Corman, is our guest in the program and the author. His website, very simple, keithcormanbooks.com. Book available, of course, wherever you'll find books. You can link on directly to Keith's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about developing the characters and the love of cats and incorporating them and creating these cats with individual personalities as well. How much fun was that?
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Because, you know, any animals are just like us. Each one does have a different personality.
Yep.
And it just really reflected, too, that everybody's different with the railroad or any other business. And you have some that appear to be gruff, but they're gruff because it's a hard life. Like, you know, even today it's hard, not like in the old days, but it's still a hard life. And you're always on your toes. And so there's some of them that's gruff and growly, and there's others that are just as nice as can be. But again, it comes down to keep your distance from the trains. Don't go on the tracks and that type of thing. But it doesn't make them mean people or employees or bad.
Right,
things.
Right.
They just have the best interest of you and the railroad. And so, like one of them, Bill the Cat, is based on a friend of mine that used to work for Southern Railway and later Norfolk Southern. And he came to a couple of readings to be there, and that's just the way he is. He's kind of can come across gruff, and everybody thinks, well, he's hacked off about something, but he's not. A lot of it show too. I mean, you know, he's just like that. So, he's a great friend, and he found it as an honor that I put him in the book as that cat. So, yeah, it's you know, there's a lot of variance in everything, so you have to take it for what it is. Take people for what they are.
Well, it's an entertaining story. Katie and Kenny Tour the Railroad. Keith Corman, Corman, is the author and our guest on the program. How long did it take you to put the book together, from the idea to writing it, illustrations, all of that? How long a period was that?
Well, I had an illustrator. And because I didn't have time, because I was working on the other book plus doing my normal work. And so I worked with her and what I wanted in the picture in the book. And then to write the book, believe it or not, I started on a Friday night, and I had it ready to send to the publisher on Sunday night.
Oh, wow. That was a productive weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah. But and that's including breaks and eating and goofing off a little bit. You know, it is a weekend. But I had all that already in my mind, and I could see things. I think, you know, you see things through, like Operation Lifesaver, which is very important. And but yet, I wanted to do this in more of a book form, where children and parents and grandparents could buy it at a local bookstore, or go to their library and pick it up, and have mom and dad read it to them if they're too little to read, and drive home the fact. And there's a lot of children out there that just go nuts yet over trains, and that it's just unbelievable. And they need to know these things, but need to know it through Katie and Kenny, then try to figure it out, you know, from all the safety.
Yeah, because they can read the story, they can relate to the story with Katie and Kenny, and suddenly in their minds they have all of the safety instructions. Time going by quickly, but give us a couple ideas. Safety instructions, things that people should know about trains, so they show the proper respect.
Right. And to know that what the equipment's for, too. It educates them on the different aspects of railroading, from the locomotives to all the cars and all the types of ways of moving the equipment around and everything. And that's important too, because, you know, it's more than just, it's not a giant electric train layout where it runs in circles or
yes.
runs through scenes. There is a reason for each one of these railway cars to be there. And it's exciting. I mean, for me, even though I'm 66, is the set of the grade crossing. And everybody else might grumble, but to me, it sounds corny, but to me, that's commerce on the move, and that's growth as the train passes, and because it's carrying all kinds of commodities.
Yes.
And, of course, Amtrak carries people. But that's, to me, that's exciting. And as a kid, I found that exciting, to know that there goes a car from California carrying something, you know, or like the orange juice train that comes up out of Florida. Those type of things is really sharp, because it gives more meaning to it. And you can identify to it, because most everything you have in your home, including your car, somewhere the parts or itself has come to you by rail. So that kind of educates them on that too.
Well, it's an interesting tip for us as we're sitting there waiting for the train to pass, thinking I'm going to be late for my appointment. I don't want to sit here any longer.
Yeah.
If you look, and I've done this, you look at the cars, and each car, it tells a story, doesn't it? Like you said, moving product from one place to another, or if it's an Amtrak train,
yep.
people getting on in New York, they're going to get off in Chicago or points in between. So it really tells the story. Just let your mind absorb that and reflect on what it is you're seeing in front of you.
Yep. It's kind of the country coming to you.
Yes.
So that
yes.
you can see it pass by, you know. Now, one thing with this was my first publication of Katie and Kenny. And I'm currently working with Reader's Magnet, and we're going to republish it and beef up the collar and all, and the photograph, or not photographs, but the pictures, the drawings,
right.
the illustrations. And to be even make those look a little more realistic, so you can identify with them. And many of the changes was recommended by the actor Michael Gross. He reviewed it and really thought a lot of it. And if the new issue, he's going to have a statement on the back of the importance
oh,
of
fantastic.
It.
Oh, fantastic.
Because he comes from a railroading company or a railroading family. And he actually was involved with short line railroading other than acting. I don't know how he found the time, but he did. So.
Well, like so,
very nice
you
guy.
And so many people that grew up in that era that we grew up, trains were a big part of our lives. I mentioned living across the street from the railroad track. I can remember from time to time, usually 2-3 times a year, you'd get a hobo knocking at our door trying to get some food before I went back and hopped on another train and went somewhere else.
Exactly. And most of them were just guys down in their luck looking for for a job.
Yes.
Especially back during the Depression. They just couldn't find a job, and they couldn't buy tickets, so they would hop a train. It wasn't legal, and I don't recommend anybody trying to do it, because usually you'll fall under the train, which is not good consequences.
Yes.
But that's what they did. I mean, you know, every once in a while you'll still see one. It's getting harder to find them, but because the doors are always, most often always closed on the boxcars and everything. And they're too out in the open for the railroad detectives riding in gondolas or flat cars, you know. So you don't see too many. Every once in a while, though, you'll see one go by.
The first book we talked about, Scourge Souls, let's talk about this children's book, because you do such an excellent job with this as well as you did with history. Are you planning on more children's books? I know that you talked about going back and working with Michael and Reader's Magnet and coming back with a new edition of Katie and Kenny. Do you like the children's genre?
Yeah, yes, I do. One of them I've got in mind is, it would be a sequel. I haven't even started on it yet, but just due to time. But once I close my normal working career, second one, I would like to write another book, Katie and Kenny on, and with the rivers. Of course, here in the Midwest, we've got the Mississippi, Ohio, Tennessee, and all those. And it's very important, but it's the same message. River travel, transportation is really fascinating. But again, it's big, it's heavy, it's dangerous, and it's romantic too. There's a romance to it. So it's important as Katie and Kenny go down to the river and go out on a boat with their dad or something like that, the importance of safety around boating, these big barge boats, and how they, it's really like better way, best way to do it is out, like going out and playing in the middle of the street. That's fine if you know what's going on, but when a car comes along, you better not even be in the block, you know.
So, exactly.
The same way with these big boats. They're massive. And you can't, train's hard to stop, and a boat's even harder. And so you don't want to get around up underneath of them. I mean, that's very dangerous, very dangerous.
Well,
I would get on them and play. Like,
yeah, I love that concept. So take a weekend, just think about it from Friday night through Sunday, and sit down and write the book. I'd love to have you back to talk about that. A minute or so left in the program. You're so passionate about safety with railroads. Is this something that you go out to and do public appearances talking about this? You've got such an important message that we're really not hearing anymore.
Yes, most definitely, most definitely. I'd be more than happy to go and speak to the the lower grades in the elementary schools, or at a library, or a group of parents or railroad groups as a spokesman, to be able to speak and of course promote my book too. But
exactly.
The main thing is to make it understood the railroads are not a playground, and so they had to keep it at that.
Our guest on the program is Keith Corman. That's Corman. His website, where you can get information and get in contact with Keith, is keithcormanbooks.com. The book we're talking about today is Katie and Kenny Tour the Railroad. His other book, Scourge Souls, an excellent read, historical novel, a different perspective, because they were real people, not just statistics, that fought the Civil War. An excellent read, that book available at his website as well. Keith, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. Keep it posted on the new book, The Adventure of Katie and Kenny. Great to have you with us on the show once again.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It's always a pleasure, and again, it's always an enjoyment to be able to be here.
Well, it is fun to have you with us, and look forward to the next visit. Keith Corman, our guest, the book Katie and Kenny, Tour of the Railroad. His website, very simple, Keith Corman, that's Corman, books.com. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.